any difficulty in a short week with such a big holiday coming up on a personal level?
If somebody was asking me that earlier, I think, you know, the short week, we both have the short week, so that's not an advantage or disadvantage to anybody. I think in terms of the holiday, it has an effect on you. I think if you have kids or you have outside distractions, that being said, that's something during the week that you learn to manage it anyway. You learn to do your football stuff at work, and then you learn to do the family stuff at home. So I don't think it's going to be much of a distraction or much of an issue for anybody.
Just from your perspective, what's gone on since your fast start and then here recently?
Yeah, I wish I had the answers, to be honest. You know, we really haven't played well, you know, personally. Haven't played well, and we're just working through it right now. And that's the only way that I know how to get better and how to improve is to come out every day and practice and, you know, work with the guys and try to get better. And also, you know, to spend that extra time in the film room communicating with guys and making sure everybody's on the same page. And, you know, the hard work and putting it in, that's all I know how to do, and that's the only way I know how to correct it.
What can you take from these next two games that you can use going forward into 2012?
Well, obviously we're out of the playoff hunt, and that's disappointing, especially since we started the season at 5-2. I think it is important, you know, to play these games and hopefully to go out and win these games, because you can gain some momentum going into the offseason. Give us a little bit better taste in our mouths heading into the offseason. And, you know, for us, we're competitors. So every time you go out on the field, regardless of the records, regardless of what you're playing for, what the stakes are, you want to win the game. And, you know, that's where we're at right now. We're not in a position we wanted to be in, but, you know, we're in a position where we get to play the game of football and go out there and have fun and compete, and that's what we're trying to do.
Looking back, was there a turning point or two that you think caused this season to do this 180 that it's done the last 2 months?
Well, I think, you know, you look at the skid we've been on. It all started with the Jets game, the first Jets game that we played at our place, and I think the final score is 27-11 or something like that. But we were deflated after that game. That being said, you know, we come out and don't play well the next few weeks, and then it just, sometimes you get on these streaks, whether it's winning or losing, and, you know, everything seems to snowball. So it was one thing after another for us in terms of guys getting injured and, you know, us not making the plays and all that stuff, and it just hasn't led to a good result.
Ryan, do you think you've pressed at all during the losing streak?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I think especially when you fall behind in games, you start to press a little bit and start to make or try to make plays that, you know, aren't there sometimes. I think that's something I've tried to improve at as the season has gone on and try to get better at. But, you know, I understand you can't score, you know, two touchdowns with one throw. You know, you've got to be able to take what the defense gives you. And, you know, that's something that I've been learning and trying to deal with this year, you know, because I have made some of those mistakes.
You went up, going up against these guys back in the preseason, what did you think of Miller and Dumervil then, and what do you see on film from them now?
I mean, I remember, you know, those guys can get after the passer, and obviously Dumerville's been doing it for a little while now, and now to have a bunch of games from the year on Von Miller to see just, you know, like both those guys, the power they play with, the speed they play with, very, very good edge rushers. And that's, you know, looking at their defense, they played extremely well. And when they, you know, when they ran off all the wins, I mean, their defense played great. And it's going to be a big challenge for us. And really it starts with those edge rushers, and then you get to the secondary and how well they've been playing, great turnovers and getting the sacks and stuff. It'll be a big challenge for us.
When a team has two edge rushers of that quality, how does that change how you game plan, how you take each play?
I mean, you can't sometimes when you've got one dominant rusher, you can get an extra guy on, you can chip them, you can do those things. But when you've got two, it's hard to scheme for that because they're both so talented and so difficult to defend with one guy. But you can't sit there and double both of them because a lot of times they're on different sides and they do such a good job. So it definitely presents a problem, you know, for all teams just because of how athletic they are and how skilled they are at rushing the passer.
Right on a personal level, but before you got your new contract, did anyone in your family give you grief for having an Ivy League degree and playing football?
I'm sorry, there was like a huge truck that just drove by. Did anybody give me a hard time for playing football and being in the Ivy League?
No, I'm curious if before you got your new contract, was there anyone in your family who gave you a hard time for having an Ivy League degree and then choosing to play football?
No, I think, you know, people, especially the ones that are close to me, know what I'm passionate about in football. It's one of the things that I love doing, so I didn't get too much flack from anybody in my family.
If you had not been gone to the NFL, what was your plan coming out of Harvard?
The typical path, I was an economics major, the typical path of an economics major is to do the Wall Street thing for a few years, go there, investment banker or something along those lines, and then figure out what you want to do with the rest of your life. So I probably would have followed in that path with everybody else, maybe business school or something after that. But very happy, obviously, with the way that it's worked out.
You have all your Christmas shopping done?
I don't. I have to go shop for my wife, but, you know, she did a lot of the shopping for the kids, so we had plenty of family meetings to organize all the kids' shopping.